As early as today, the drug maker Pfizer is expected to seek FDA approval to give its COVID-19 vaccine to kids between 6 months and 5 years old. That means shots could get into little arms by the end of the month. But a subvariant of Omicron is now circulating in nearly half of U.S. states, and hospitals are still in a battle against the virus. And those comparisons to war resonate with our next guest. Mark Schimmelfenning is an Army veteran and a chaplain at Rush University Medical Center in Chicago. He noticed that hospital staff were sounding a lot like the combat veterans whose PTSD he helps treat. Mark joins us now from a very busy hospital. Mark, welcome.
Thank you.
And what was it that you were hearing your colleagues in the hospital say or do that reminded you of the kind of emotional wounds that you saw in the military?
First of all, we're fighting a war. We're fighting a war against an enemy we can't see, feel, touch, taste. And it has kicked our collective tails. And the day after day after day of dealing with trying to make the right decisions, worrying about having the right equipment, making sure that there's enough troops, i.e. healthcare personnel, to be able to cover the people who have these issues. It is very much like going outside the wire day after day after day, and it wears you down, okay? Mm. And it wears on your moral and spiritual compass. And at some point, it may break, and then, all right, how do you deal with it?
Well, plus you're exposed to it now for 2 long years, and you and your colleague at the hospital created a program for the staff to help. Helps with these moral injuries that you're describing. How does it work?
Yes. Well, Growing Forward is a 6-module program from my end, from the moral injury end, being able to name it, to tame it, then being able to heal it. That can address some of the moral injury, allow a forum for it to be able to be normalized, and how to heal it.
Is it like a therapy session for your nurses and doctors?
No. No, these are a half hour long and they're timed to the minute. But what we're able to do is give these people a forum. Let them know they're not alone. Let them know that what they're feeling is real. Let them know that it's okay to feel that way. And let them know there are ways to fix it.
Hmm. Let's bring in, because I think we have the pleasure of having a nurse who's gone through this program, Catherine King. Are you there?
Yes, hi, thank you.
Does what the chaplain said, did that resonate with you in terms of the sort of the trauma that you've experienced over the last couple of years in the hospital? We'll get to the program in just a minute, but like in terms of the experience, the challenges, the emotional pain of being in the hospital over the last 2 years, does that resonate with you?
Absolutely. After a year, I hit a breaking point, as everyone eventually does. And I'm typically known for coming in with a pretty positive attitude and a big smile. I'm a morning person, and it faded a bit.
What happened? When what do you mean by breaking point?
Just a little bit of loss of hope. You know, the vaccine came and it didn't bring everything we thought it would, because not everyone got vaccinated. And then there's new variants and people are still coming to the hospital, and those that are unvaccinated are even sicker now. I don't see the light at the end of the tunnel yet.
When you are at a busy hospital, we can hear the background noise there behind you. You know, listen, yeah. I know a lot of doctors and nurses who have the same mentality as soldiers, I guess you could say. You know, they've got tough exteriors. They put up a barrier to protect themselves. So were you surprised when you were helped to understand this connection that, in fact, maybe you were going through some of the same feelings and emotions as combat veterans?
It was very helpful. I felt validated in how I was feeling. It felt like this is exactly it. This is how I'm feeling. I feel that I have this PTSD and I'm carrying, you know, some things around with me. And it felt very nice to know that I wasn't alone and that people were seeing how we were feeling.
Mm. And the program at the hospital, I assume, helped you work through some of those emotions. Now, this horrible wave of Omicron is cresting, and I wonder if things are getting better enough that you feel like you do now see that light at the end of the tunnel, that maybe you can now start to heal?
Yeah, I absolutely feel that I'm able to start healing. It feels like such a slow process, but I feel I have more resources. This program helps me kind of find that and how to find myself, and even in the hard times, because there will always be hard times in the future in everyone's lives.
Yeah. Mark Schimmelfending, I'm going to bring you back in here to end. I wonder if you could tell us what you think's at stake. We just heard Catherine's story there. A lot of people are talking about how nurses and doctors are so burnt out that they can't even come to work.
Well, burnout and what we're talking about here are two different things. Burnout is a manifestation of what we're talking about. It's an effect of what we're talking about. But the burnout we're talking about, or the moral injury that we're talking about, rather, is a spirit wound. It's a wound of the soul. And once this thing gets over and the operational tempo drops, that is going to allow these wounds to come up to the surface. And if there is a way to be able to affirm, to be able to say you're not alone, but what you're going to have at the end if we don't address these things is a healthcare system that's going to be in a hell of a mess, because we're working with walking wounded. It's going to reach a breaking point.
Mark Schimmelfending is a chaplain at Rush University Medical Center in Chicago, and nurse Catherine King has joined us as well. Thank you so much for both of your time. I wish you all the best.
You're most welcome. Have a good day.